Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Tawaka Ngulu. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing the impact of the agricultural show on young farmers. But first, immigration is one of the top issues for U.S. voters this November as they decide who will occupy the White House. The difference in policy between the two presidential candidates is stark. VOA senior Washington correspondent Caroline Presutti begins our story at a dusty desert stop in Arizona.
This was a gold mining town, the richest strike in the state of Arizona at the time.
Now a ghost town.
Yeah.
Patty Burris lives here with Bino, her 38-year-old donkey.
Hi, there you go.
Burris says she's tired of undocumented migrants sneaking across her land from the Mexican border. Former President Donald Trump gets her vote.
He's going to deport them. Yes, I am all for that. Absolutely, get them out of here, and he can do it. He knows how.
While President Donald Trump ordered a 740-kilometer wall be built at the U.S. southwestern border, this is the Arizona portion of it. On his first day in office, Joe Biden paused any new construction on the wall.
We could have had it completed in 3 weeks. But
Donald Trump returned to an Arizona border wall last Thursday, although the Washington Post reports the section he visited was built before he became president.
Because there's never been a border in the whole world that's leaked like this border, with all those millions and millions of criminals coming through.
Democratic voters at their convention say their party is more tolerant.
Immigrants, we belong, the neighbors, we take care of each other. That's really what it's all about.
If elected, Vice President Kamala Harris promises a path to citizenship and the return of a bipartisan immigration bill that died in Congress.
The Border Patrol endorsed it. But Donald Trump believes a border deal would hurt his campaign. So he ordered his allies in Congress to kill the deal.
Back at the ghost town.
So Harris would not control the border. As
don't believe a word she says. Where's she been in the last 4 years?
Nobody stops by the old deserted town much anymore. Burris says she'd like to go back to the time when she saw more tourists come through than migrants. Caroline Presutti, VOA News, Pierce, Arizona.
Originally from Zimbabwe, 36-year-old Tatenda Mungofa is the co-founder of a car manufacturing company headquartered in South Africa. His company strives to create vehicles made in Africa. Reporter Keith Baptist met with Mungofa in South Africa, and here's the story.
Cars driven in most African cities were manufactured in Japan, Korea, or Europe. However, 36-year-old Tatenda Mungofa says he is determined to change that. And that change-driven mindset began when he was a child.
My dad was a mechanic, and I grew up with a passion for cars because I saw him working on a lot of other cars. And for me, I had a question, a burning question within me that was saying, what would it take to actually create the car?
Mungofa, who hails from Zimbabwe, launched one of Southern Africa's first motor vehicles called Moreza Auto Company with two other co-founders from South Africa. The name translates to flag in the Shona language. Mungofa designs these cars by first drawing sketches and then working to transform them into actual prototypes. But the process, he says, isn't simple.
The journey to get to this point has not been easy. The process alone to manufacture cars is actually quite daunting. In Africa, it's not heard of that you want to start a manufacturing operation from start, let alone in the automotive industry.
According to the Zimbabwe National Statistics Agency, Like most African countries, Zimbabwe relies on second-hand cars from Japan and Europe. In a bid to promote the local motor industry, the Zimbabwe government placed a ban on second-hand cars and vehicles older than 10 years. Zimbabwe's Minister of Industry and Commerce says, whilst other industries show growth in exports, vehicle imports still rank high on the list of imports in the country.
We have struggled to address the trade balance. While our exports are growing, our imports are also growing at a faster rate than our exports. We have imported over the last 5 years more than $3 billion worth of motor vehicles, including buses. In fact, we still have a policy that you are importing a fully assembled bus duty-free, but when you are bringing in parts to assembly, you pay 10% duty.
Given the huge import demands, Mongofa says his company can meet that demand locally, and the way to do that is by bringing in resources from the region.
In South Africa, we are located in Pilanesberg. We have 300 hectares of land there where we are setting up our 25,000 square meter manufacturing facility. In Zimbabwe, we are sitting on 100 hectares that we intend to also build another factory. But our plan is to go throughout the whole continent, setting up assembly plants and distribution points so that we better service the African market.
Given that most car manufacturing plants in the country have either folded or migrated to a more favorable market, Mongofa hopes to fill that gap. Keith Baptist for Voice of America in Harare, Zimbabwe.
With that, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Now back to our topic, Mozambican President Philip Nyusi officially opened the Zimbabwe Agricultural Show today in Harare. President Nyusi said he's grateful for the support his country got from Zimbabwe in fighting terrorism.
At this moment, I want on behalf of myself and my family to express my deep gratitude to the people of Zimbabwe, your government, Mr. President, and to you, my dear brother, for the affection and the support provided to me over the last 10 years that I have served the Mozambique people. I also went to thank the support of the people and the government of Zimbabwe in fight against terrorism in the northern part of Cabo Delgado through direct contribution and in the training of special forces in Mozambique.
That was Mozambican President Philip Nyusi speaking in Harare. His counterpart, President Emmerson Mnangagwa, told journalists in Harare that Zimbabwe and Mozambique continue to partner in different ways.
The fact that President of Mozambique and the President of Zimbabwe are together at the Zimbabwe Agricultural Show already tells you that it works together. Today, particularly focusing on agriculture. So my brother came in to see our display about our production in Zimbabwe in relation to securing food security for ourselves. As we moved around, we admired what our people are doing in agriculture. Animal husbandry has been looking at that. Machinery has been looking at that. This is what we must do as brothers, share what we have, experience and skills that we have, we share. This is why my brother is here.
That was President Mnangagwa speaking to journalists in Harare. As the agricultural show continues in Harare today, this evening we are looking at the importance of events for young farmers and the future of agriculture in the face of climate change. To discuss this issue, we are joined by Mr. Frank Kuvakasha, a farmer from the Coalition of Agriculture Graduates of Zimbabwe. Welcome to the program, Mr. Kuvakasha.
Welcome, my brother. Welcome. How are you?
Thank you. We will also be joined by Mr. Mchenje shortly. Mr. Kuvakasha, what's your take when it comes to gatherings as the agricultural show? Are they of any importance to farmers, especially young farmers?
Thank you very much, my brother. First of all, I would like to congratulate the President of Zimbabwe and the Agricultural Association, and that is specifically for being able to organize gatherings of such international appeal. When gatherings of such international appeal and relevance do happen, it's time for the young generation, young farmers to learn, to be part of this and learn from the source and learn to be better. So for us, young farmers and the youth in Zimbabwe, don't take such gatherings lightly. We are there to learn from our elders. It's a very good platform for generational interplay in terms of age. It's also a platform that is a convergent point for various people from various backgrounds and stakeholders, former farm owners, politicians, the business community, farmers themselves. So it's time to go and witness top-notch agricultural innovations, agricultural activities, technologies, goods and services, goods and display. So at local level, it's business. At the national level, we are actually putting our nation on the net, because this time around, we've got more and more international partners coming to exhibit their products.
Thank you so much, Mr. Kuvakasha. We are also joined on the program by a farmer and 4-H Zimbabwe Foundation Director, Mr. John Muchenje. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
Mr. Mchenje, looking at the agricultural show that is ongoing in Harare, what do young farmers tend to benefit from such gatherings?
Okay, thank you so much. You know, the agricultural show, it includes a number of farmers throughout the country, which are very prominent. So we expect that young farmers are going to learn a lot from other farmers that are doing well, which is more on the exchange. So it's no longer more to do with the agricultural show, but you can call it agricultural learning show, and also networking, creating some synergies and also networks and links with the other agricultural-related companies, like, for example, Citgo. I've seen they're also there, and other agricultural-related companies. So young farmers will be creating synergies, networks, and also learning from big organizations.
Thank you, Mr. Mchenje. Vakuvakacha tanzwa, mutungamiri wekuMozambique vaNewsy pavavhura musangano uyu vachitaura ivo kuti pane mikana yakawanda yekushandira pamwe chete pakati peZimbabwe neMozambique. Munoona kunge misangano yakadai ingapawo zvekare varimi mikana yekuti vange vachigonawo ku netweka neku sangana nevamwe veku zimwenyika kana tiku vurika kwa mikana we kuti vangewo vachiwana mamarkets ari kunze kwenyika kana kuti vamwe vekushandira pamwe chete navo vari kunze kwenyika.
Mozambique remember Mozambique Zimbabwe is way cheaper. Ukama wavo ni woche kuche mpambiro yuzi. Ukama wavo ni yama nimbo ni Zimbabwe ni Mozambiki ki iba woche te. Chinotuwa boda ni woche te. Uye wama climatic conditions ed akafanani. Shakara na ngarida yuki Zimbabwe, this is global. Yuka yese pasirese is very honest physical, less physical and less paperless. Saka akuti china inoonge restriction due to boundaries. Ita akuda Mazimbabwe anonoita manifestment opportunities in Mozambique, South Africa. Saka pano mikano ya mikuri ya vuma sekuta hii ndiyo Mozambique cheti ya uya. Kwa kuna na wana Russia, wana India, South Africa, Pakistan, Japan, iku watini, zine mika za uya. Chichira wakuti wane na interest in Mozambique. But kani chini chini ya bilateral arrangement, kira wakuti chini chini Mazimbabwe. I'm going to go to the next one. Mabatu wa mita mechete ni mwono wa president vision 2030. Iti chinde kiyo paka atipi ni kazi kukura. Iti achive 2030 ya before 2030.
Tunotenda. Vamchenje, tuko nati tipanguwa ya kawuma kuti mvura aina kunyatsonaya. Aina kunyanaya kore rapera. Nekuda kwe kushanduka kwa mamiru kunze. Nde zipi zimwe nzira zingakurudzirwa kana kuti dzanga dzichikurudzirwa ku agriculture dzingabatsirawo zvikuru sei varimi veku mamisha kuti vangewo vachiadapta vachigona kuti vasimudzirawo goravo sezvo tatarisana neumwe mwaka wekuti vanhu vange vachitanga kurima.
Sekutaro kwa maita mamiru haita kunde mfraedu haicha ui mawira ya mboita nenguwa uye ni uwandu kwa inaku so tinefara kuti urumende edu takanangana ne Minister of Agriculture inotungamirwa na Dr. Andreas Masuka wane ma program avakaita roll out kuma farmers inuse organize ni 4H chikumplimenta ma efforts ya government chikutanga ndiche kuita kudzidza varimi not farmer education program whereby the government through market resources vari kusangana vachidzidzisa varimi vedu not climate smart and indigenization farming not pfumbudza in Shona in Ndebele collect in Twasa where vachikudzisa marimi vedu kuti tichere makomba tichiita wana mulching kuitira kuti makomba edu ano hoda mvura painenge iri shoma mulching inovhara gomba kuti zuva risanange direct pambeswa oro pavura tetesa mvura zvoita tibatsire kukonzerva moisture then chechipiri hurumende yakagara inonzi ma villageized business units ma units aya is organization so far taseta 16 muzimbabwe andikundura 8 kurungo 8 tiri kuisa ma solar powered systems ekuti vanhu vari kumusha vawane chekutanga mvura yekumwa then chechipiri vawane mvura yemadiridziro panhu patiki patinoti it's a small farming area but it's not intensive farming nekuti pane pari patiki vatichiita zvinhu zvakawanda ipapo so mafarmers vekumusha vanodzidzisiwa nenyaya dzekurima kwakanaka then kechipiri vodzidzisiwa zvekare votovapa provision kuti vawane mvura dzekudiridzisa then imwe iripo ndeyekuti vadzidzire kurima tinoti tokutanga masmall grains ari drought resistant like vana rapoko zvinonzi vana zviyo nemhunga zvinova zvinhu zvinokudzira utano uye zvinoresista kana mvura yaita shoma zvine chimwe chechina ndechekuti varimi vadzidzire kurima atinoti mashort season varieties crops like for example muri kuchipagwe ndiwa zifarira Citgo because ndinoziva kuti impesa yakanaka yakautswa zvakanaka inoita goro rakanaka ine mashoes and variety ekuti ukarima within 3 months unenge watokohwa chibagu chako chakanaka kune vanenge vasina mvura yamataura kuti mvura yedu yavashoma yakuna yapashoma nepashoma varimi vakadzvara mbeswa dzekuti vakadzvara within 2-3 months akwanisa kukohwa zvinhu panoona ya mvura shoma ipapo anowana goro rinenge riri mamo
tinotenda vamuchenje Mr. Kuvacha we heard them Mr. Mchenje speaking about some of the technologies or new ways that can be used to mitigate climate change challenges. What are some of the ways that we would want to add to that to help other farmers in Zimbabwe who are facing challenges? Some of them might have lost hope after last year's season where the harvest was not so good.
Yeah, I think the first important score, my brother, is the correct information dissemination. We have got the lab in the forecasting department, which actually predicts or cast our eyes into the future as to what kind of season do we expect. And they say for warm, it is going for harm. So this information is the information that we normally rely on in order to prepare our season. Yes, I mean, the drought is not to the failure of the rain to come, but our collective failure to prepare for such a season. So, fortunately, Zimbabwe has been educating its people, its farmers, its population. It's actually the department called Zimbabwe, called agricultural education, and also agritech. And also a number of young farmer organizations and vibrant farmer organizations that make sure that correct information is disseminated to the farmers. So our team approach, actually our point of departure is like what my brother James is saying, is Kimbuja, Zimbabwe, Kimbuja Agriculture. This is actually a program that is targeting in excess of 1.6 million Zimbabwe, who are a little bit vulnerable. So each household is provided with what it requires to grow grains. So this is a program, is a well-thought program in the Zimbabwean context that encompasses all agricultural techniques used and gained that make sure that every little rain is well harvested and made the proper uses. Then we also have the process of rolling out. Yeah, it encompasses smart agriculture techniques plus early preparedness, because right now our land, the bulk of our land is already dug up in preparation for this condition. So when water comes, rain actually comes, there won't be any runoff. The water is well received into the soil, and this increases our chances of getting it right through the season. Then the other issues that we have at national level, there are a number. We have smart agricultural techniques. We also have the issue around the hybridization and genetics. Like what we need in terms of actual sales. We have a very short season variety that we say if you put on the ground in less than 90 days, we have harvested. And some of these are actually drought tolerant. And no matter how little rain we receive, we at least 1,000 something. Then the last thing that I would like to discuss about is the grain, small grain movement program. We are encouraging farmers across the nation to have a section of small grain. This is our friend Rapoko. Our traditionally viable crops in the context of Zimbabwe weather patterns. Because remember, many and other groups are actually foreign, but with small grains, I'm telling you, it's a clear point. And we are making sure that Zimbabwe knows Zimbabwe is going to change. But apart from that, the government is saying these matters of food security. No one is going to suffer what we have got. Food deficit program in place that is making sure that food is transported or imported from regions where they have produced our friendly forces.
Uh-huh.
And our grains and greeneries are served with enough food for everybody.
Thank you so much. va mchenje tisarsa zviriku ratidzwa ku Harare ku Zimbabwe Agricultural Show pane hereo ma technology zimatswa anosanganisirawo ma drones ma tractor ma greenhouse nezvimwe ari kuratidzwa kuti aripo ku Zimbabwe Agricultural Show kuti varimiwo vanga wana kudzidza kuti vanga implementa kushandisa zvinhu zvakadaro sei.
Okay, ndinotenda. Yeah, mukatasi agricultural show yedu iri kuratidza zvinhu zvakawanda.
Yes, vamchenje munogona kuenderera mberi. Unfortunately tinenge tisiri kuvanza vamuchenje vabvakacha ndandabvunza vamuchenje kuti tichitarisa ku agric show pari kuwanikwa here matechnologies emazuva ano anosanganisirawo madrones ekumonitor mafarms nezvimwe nekutarisa nekuisawo mushonga nezvimwe zvakadaro matractor emhando yepamusoro zviri kuwanikwa herewo ku agric show.
Ndinotenda mukoma gore rino chakati hurereta hapana chisiko panyaya dzetechnology hazviri muzimbabwe iri kuita zvinonwisa mvura iri kuita zvinodadiswa mazuva ano pane besides madrones drone technology tine makolleji nemayunivhesities nemaprivate companies ari kuratidza kushanda kwemadrone mukutsvaga zvirwere nezvimbunyu yatingati scouting mukuspreya also tichitora even clear baby shield dzakuspreywa nemadrone. Saka tikuona kuti zvaakuredusa kana kudzikisira the cost of farming in Zimbabwe. Apart from madrones, tine state of the art matractors. I think government yakaita zvakanaka ikabatana neBelarus, ine matractor yekuBelarus, my equipment ekuBelarus, tine the John Deere facility is there. Zvakare mamwe makambani ari kukwanisa kuenza equipment kubva kusouth Africa nedzimwe nyika pasina muchero. Pasina tekst nekuti government yakabvisa tekst pazvinhu zvakadaro. Zvakare mukatarisa kubindi relivestock pane yatiri kuti farm ranger livestock tracking device iri kupushwa nehama yake inonzwa uzandi waakukwanisa kufudzira mombe dzako pafoni pamharembozha waakukwanisa kuona kuti mombe dziri kupi dzabuda here dzapazananga here kana kudzabiwa uchitarisa panharembozha kana pafoni. Kana vaya vari kunze kwenyika vari kunhuye kwamakungwa munogona kuvaleads to that device maakukwanisa kutofudza mombe dzenyu kana kubatsira kufudza mombe kumusha zvichida muchive muchinganyepfutudza dzike muri kwamuri but nenyaya yetechnology tichiona kuti nyika yedu kuramba dzichiwandudzika zvinhu zviri kuramba zvichienda mberi ichiasara ya ichine mavolume technology iri kuwanika futi kumafield hubs nevauchiti vemupeu vari kushanda zvemamberekwati zvekuti technology kudya ziri drought resistant uye dzinokurumidza kupagawo rinobhusta and mafield house iwaya awana mukana awana environment yakadhigadhigadhi zvekuti mabhizimu avo ari kuenda kumberi ndikatarisa zvakare kugenetics dzekumombe kudzine hwayo nemaindigenous farmers vari kuratidza huku dzinodhura kudarika mombe
tinoteni
nemachicken to example inenge ichiratidza huku mapure breed ayo ma$300 ma$80 zvairi ne$25 saka technology yakadaro tikuipa mukana nekuti president vedu vamunangagwa vakati.
Tinotenda vakubvakacha. Unfortunately nguva yedu ndo yabva yaita shanje yapo. Regai tichende vapinda muchirongwa chanhasi. Signing off in Washington, I am Tabo Kancube.